Hey everybody, it's me, Lynette.
And Ira.
And we are Blending with the Frenches. So, how are you doing today?
Amazing. How are you?
I'm awesome. Can't complain. I had a good day today.
Beautiful day.
It was. I enjoy watching you on the roof.
Oh man. Y'all, she tried to kill me.
How?
She tried to kill me, y'all.
No, not
yes. I'm on top of the roof. I said, baby, can you come hold this ladder so I can get down?
And what I do?
She gave me the huffs and puffs, and she was tired and looking like she didn't want to do it. I said, oh man, I'm just trying to, you know.
Are we talking about the same person?
Cause you definitely helped though.
Thank you. Here I am, y'all, trying to work. You said, babe, come hold this ladder. Like, okay, babe, back to work. I went holding ladders, you know.
Okay. You know, I had to make sure I was grounded. I realized that I'm 35 years old now, and me jumping off the roof ain't gonna make it, be good for my knees.
But why not? You told me when you was a shorty, you used to flip off houses.
Yeah,
off
back
roofs.
When I was little, I did. But these knees ain't the same.
You know, ain't that what you told the kids? Just as long as you bend your knees when you jump.
Man, them kids was what, 8 or 9 years old.
Yes. So for everybody who has listened to our previous podcast, we are excited to know that we had one of our children. We had our oldest son on the podcast with us, and now we have another one of our sons here with us. He is the third oldest child, the one and the only Nazir. Help us welcome Nazir.
Hi guys.
Hey Naz. How's it going?
Good.
How was your day?
Good.
Awesome. So he is over here, y'all, cheesing from ear to ear.
He is ready.
Yes, he must be super excited to be on the podcast. How do you feel about being on the podcast with us tonight?
Good. Very good.
Very good. You've been waiting on this?
Yes.
I love it.
So tell us about yourself, man. How old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11? Okay. What grade you in?
Fifth.
Fifth grade. Okay. What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is science.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Okay, then. I like that.
Good.
You like dissecting animals and stuff like that?
No, we're doing like projects.
Okay.
And today, yesterday, on Monday, we painted planets. And then today, I put planets on top of the roof.
Well, that's fun. It sounds like a lot of fun. So, we know that our podcast is about blended families, right? And you just so happen to be a part of a blended family. How have you enjoyed, or maybe you haven't enjoyed, being a part of the blended family? What's that been like for you?
Good.
Very good. Okay, so tell the world, how has being a part of a blended family been good for you?
We went on trips together. We did like a lot of stuff together and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So making good memories?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were and are the middle child. At one point, you had an older brother and then two little brothers under you. How did you feel being that middle child?
Good.
You didn't mind being the middle child?
No.
Okay, well that's good. I know a lot of times, sometimes those middle kids, they feel like, oh man, I'm left out, or they may feel like they're always in trouble, or they may feel like, I don't get that extra piece of candy, even though y'all probably sneak it. Oh, that chuckle tells me probably so. So you didn't mind being a middle child and having two little siblings under you?
No.
Did they always try to take your toys and stuff?
No, I took their toys when I was younger.
Sounds about right. Sounds about
That's
right.
That middle child syndrome right there.
Absolutely. So let's fast forward. Do you remember the first time you met all of the other siblings?
Which, yes.
They weren't your siblings then. But where were you? Let's
see if we were at the park.
At the park. Yep. How'd that go?
It was good.
Did you know who they were?
Nope. I was... I don't know.
Just thought, man, oh, some little kids here. I got people to play with.
So what was your first memory at the park? Like, do you remember anything specific?
Some people were playing basketball.
I was beating all y'all. I mean, blocking shots.
And then some people were on the swings. I'm pretty sure that's it.
But do you feel like you guys got along?
No, not yet.
In the beginning?
Not yet.
Not yet. So, without saying names, or you can because we're very open, who do you think at that park didn't get along?
Me and Nehemiah.
Huh. And babe, tell the world, who are those two?
Two middle child, two second oldest.
Two
on both sides.
Second oldest on both sides. So I feel like you guys kind of may have been like, hey, who are you? Who are you? You know, trying to figure each other out. But how's your relationship with each other now?
Good. Very good.
Yes. Because I think you guys can understand each other, huh?
Yes.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, y'all like the same color, and you're wearing that color today. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue.
Oh, well.
I know his favorite color.
What's his favorite color?
Green.
I don't know why. I thought your favorite color was green, too.
It used to be. Oh. But my first favorite color was red. Then I changed to green. Then I changed to blue.
Man, you now listen. It's too many of y'all for us to be able to keep up with what color y'all want. And now you switching up on us? That's pretty cool. So, what questions do we have for you?
Tell us what's been the most... What's your biggest memory being in the blended family? Make sure you're talking to the mic.
When we first got the house, and I remember seeing Princess first.
Tell them who Princess is.
Princess is our dog. She's a golden doodle.
That's your golden doodle, and she's spoiled. She gets so happy when she sees everybody. She starts running around, going from kid to kid to kid to kid to kid. That's pretty awesome. So, as far as when you first saw the house, because we didn't even tell you guys we were moving into a new house. We didn't share what our house looked like.
I remember what I said.
He said what?
All of a sudden, the house is small.
Yeah.
How are we going to fit in there?
Exactly, because y'all thought from the outside looking in that house was small. Until what?
Until we came inside.
And then y'all were like, what?
We were explosive.
Absolutely.
God is good.
Yes, he is. And we always know that sometimes looks can be deceiving. Because our house is not little at all.
It definitely isn't.
It is not. But we were so happy we were able to provide something for you all that we all 10 of us, plus our golden doodle, could fit in.
Yep, and create new memories. Mm-hmm. So, as far as, let's see, with the blended family, how does it feel to have a bonus mom?
Feels good.
Yeah?
Yeah. She helps and all that stuff.
Yeah. What does she help you with?
Sometimes she helps me with homework. She helps to make food.
And let me tell y'all something. Feeding a family of 10, whew, I'll be in that kitchen tired, y'all. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. Sorry. Keep going.
What else?
She helps me with mostly everything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So as far as the relationship between you and your bonus mom, do you feel like it's good? It's better?
Yes.
Did you feel like it was rocky at one point?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Sometimes, you know, we know that being a blended family, it can be challenging for kids. And that's one thing, you know, I have to just be open and honest with is for you all coming from a different family. And then now it's like, who's this woman? You know, who is this woman with my dad? And we know that sometimes there are people who are trying to take the place of another family member, of your mom or of a dad. But that is one thing that I want you all to know. I am never here trying to take your mom's place. I love you guys the same as I love my own children. And so I think now that you kind of see, like, okay, she's not that bad. I still have my mom. Plus, I just have a bonus mom to help get you all the things that you want and need. So
what's your thoughts on that?
It's good.
It's good. You sure?
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome. And a thank you for seeing me for who I am. Thank you for giving me a chance. Thank you for not trying to kick me out of my own house. Because there are some kids out there that may struggle with a blended family or having a bonus mom or a bonus dad. And they do everything that they can to try to make that parent go away. Do you know anything about that, sweetheart?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been there, done that.
Tell us a little bit.
Well, I mean, I come from a blended family myself. As far as my bonus dad, I gave him all type of problems and issues on purpose. But the older I get, the more I realize that he's been in my corner. Shout out to my stepdad for being a stand-up man and raising myself and my brother. And making sure that my kids are straight. There's some people don't even know that that is my stepdad. Some people really believe that that's my dad. So shout out to Anthony, man.
That's wonderful. And I want to give a shout out to him as well, because all the things that you have taught him has saved us a whole lot of money. When I tell you he was up on that roof today, hanging up those Christmas lights for these spoiled children and myself, I guess. I think if, you know, he mentioned that, oh man, I'm used to this. I used to be on the roof all the time with AT. So shout out to you, AT, because your teachings are not in vain. We appreciate you for that.
Not at all. Shout out to AT. So, how you feeling?
Good.
Good, good.
Tell us, what sports do you play?
I play soccer.
Soccer. What position?
Defense and offense.
Okay. Are you a goalie?
Nope.
What is, do y'all have certain, see, I'm learning, y'all. I have never had a soccer player except for our daughter. She played one game and then COVID happened. So I wasn't able to learn the position. So you got to teach me. I just be out there yelling for you. I don't know what be going on, but come on now, let's go, let's go, get the ball, let's go. So what's your position called?
Defense and offense.
Okay.
I mean, like, the person that first has the ball, it's a striker.
A striker?
Yes.
Huh, see, I would have thought about baseball, and, like, they just struck out. I guess I have to watch a little more soccer, huh?
Yeah.
Your season is going to be starting soon.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Your first game is on the 14th, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shucks.
The 14th of this month?
Yes.
So, y'all, okay. If you have not heard our podcast, as far as us having to schedule out everything, you have to go and listen to it. This is exactly why we have to schedule things, because I didn't know.
You did not know?
I did not know you had a game on the 14th.
Dad, why don't you tell her?
Yeah, Dad.
I honestly have not put it in the calendar just yet.
So that's why it's very important for us to have a schedule and to put things in the calendar, because I would have not missed your game because I would have figured out where he was going. But I'm so glad I didn't plan anything, because I would have had to cancel because I have a game to be at.
Yeah, we're going to give it 100% this year, right?
Yes.
So last year, your outdoor season, go crazy, what, two... Two or three goals?
No, I want, yeah.
How many goals would you get per game?
I got three, two, or one.
Okay.
You scored at least one goal every game.
Yeah.
At from the middle to the end of the schedule, right?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, as far as, like, the middle of the season, that's when you start getting going.
Yeah.
So, we're going to take that over into the indoor soccer, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to start giving it 100% indoor as well.
So, okay. What is the difference then between indoor and outdoor for you?
Indoor is it's a whole bunch of stuff.
A whole bunch of stuff like what?
Yeah. It's a hockey stadium. And then, like, you put, like, fake grass on it.
Turf? You don't like turf?
What is that?
That's what you're talking about, the fake grass.
Yes, right. I don't like that.
So,
because then if I fall, I'm going to...
Bitch, you're going to be all right.
I'll scratch myself.
You'll be all right. So when it comes down to it, though, man, if you go into it with that type of mentality, you're not going to want to, you know, hustle. You be out there hustling when you're outside.
Yeah.
If you're indoor, though, you be, you know, accidental. So I want you to take that same tenacity that you had last year and start doing it now.
Absolutely, because I would think, you know, it's all the same. I mean, maybe I'm only thinking that because I don't know. But don't worry about the hockey. Don't worry about the fake grass. Just go out there and give it 110%. Every time that ball comes your way, put it in your mind. This is me. I'm him. Ain't that what y'all be saying?
Yes.
That's right. You go out there and tell yourself, like, I'm him. And every time that ball comes your way, grab it. Well, don't grab it, because then that's called a foul.
No, that's called a handball.
Oh, see.
Gosh.
I thought I had it.
So as far as school, you say you do like science, right?
Yes.
So what's the main thing that you like about science?
We get to do projects. We read about the solar system. We're talking about it right now.
Okay.
What's your favorite planet?
My favorite planet is Earth.
Good answer. That's awesome.
So let's talk about one more thing, and then we'll let you go get ready for bed. So.
Woo, yes.
As far as, how do you deal with the conflicts?
Like, what do you mean?
In the family, like, as far as, like, with your siblings, is there any situations that you're like, man, you know what, let me just talk this out. Do you feel like you need to fight? Like, how do you deal with these issues?
Just ignore them.
Just ignore them, okay. Do you separate yourself, or?
Sometimes.
So, in the opposite time, like, do you actually, you like playing with your brother or sister?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Do you like sharing your toys? Uh-oh.
Oh. If there's one thing that you can change, if there's one thing that you can change about yourself to make you better, what would it be?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. What one thing are you, what's something that you're working on to make yourself better?
Not telling lies.
And you know, we want to say thank you for being open and honest about that, because somebody who is listening to you, maybe a little boy the same age as you, a little girl, or even an adult that lies. Because we know when you lie, what happens?
We get in trouble.
And the truth always what?
Comes back.
It comes back. So there's no reason to even tell that lie. Just tell the truth. Even when you don't want to. Because it's always going to come back. So... thank you for acknowledging that that's something that you want to work on, and we're going to hold you to it.
Definitely.
We're going to hold you to it.
So as far as your chores, what do you like doing the most in the house? Make sure you take notes of this, because we want to make sure we...
I would love to do dusting.
Love
to do dusting, huh?
Yeah.
So besides dusting, what else do you like to do? Is there anything that you like to do?
Like wiping the windows in the bathroom.
The mirror?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll add that to your list.
Yeah. What's the least favorite thing to do?
Doing the bathroom. I mean, no, doing the bathroom toilet and the bath.
Yeah, and, nasty, isn't
and
it?
And the dish. Dish,
Dishes?
Yeah, dishes.
Okay. So we're going to make sure that we put that in number one on your list.
Yeah. And what I suggest you do, because it's funny, I don't think any of y'all like doing the bathroom and cleaning the toilet and all that. I mean, nobody really does. But tell your siblings to aim.
Take care of the house.
Yes. And if y'all aim properly, then we'll be good. Y'all don't have to worry about cleaning up all that extra stuff.
So do you have a favorite script or Bible verse? Do you have a favorite Bible verse? What's your Bible verse this week?
Rejoice always, pray continually, give all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 18.
Wonderful. And that's one thing we want to make sure that we know who's always number one in our life.
And it's Jesus.
Yes, right. He is always number one in our life. As long as we put God first, as long as Jesus is our source, we can never go wrong. So when we're old and gray, and even one day when we're no longer here, we want to make sure that you put God number one in your life, and you will succeed in life every time.
The reason why is because one day you'll have your own wife, you have your own house,
50 years from now,
and you have your own children. And the only way you're going to survive and thrive is if you have the foundation of God. So we definitely want you to make sure that you know who God is and have a real relationship with God.
Absolutely. Oh, you know what? Before we get off, I forgot there's something special about him. He loves to sing.
No, I don't.
Yes, he does. Last Sunday, him and his siblings did an amazing job of singing to everybody. They had that microphone, and they were going, and they had a good time. Do you want to sing to the people? Not going to put you on the spot if you don't want to, but that is something about you. You come from a family that is musically inclined, that can sing, and he likes to sing. Definitely. Do you want to sing?
No.
Okay, nope. That's not a problem. Not at all.
So do you want to end this podcast with a prayer? Can you lead us in prayer?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
God, thank you for this day. Help us with anything tomorrow. Thank you for what you gave me today. Thank you for putting me on a podcast. Help me with the soccer game that I have on the 14th. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Well, I'm Ira.
I'm Lynette.
I'm Nazir.
And we are
Blending with the Frenches.